Listener Production.
G'day, with your latest local news, I'm Courtney Thomas. Queensland's crime and health frontline staff are apparently some of the state's unhappiest public servants. The Public Sector Commission this week released the 2023 Working for Queensland survey and found about a fifth of employees at some hospital and health services across the state have indicated they want to leave the role as soon as possible. But for Central Queensland's HHS, it was about 10% of respondents, which is actually down from just 12% to the year prior. Police are renewing their public appeal to help track down a teen reported missing since Sunday from Billawilla. The 13-year-old, who's described as Aboriginal with black hair and brown eyes, hasn't been in contact with his family for more than 2 days. His disappearance is out of character. Police say he was spotted in the area last night. Anyone with information is urged to get in touch. Pics and more details can be found on the My Police website. Meantime, police are treating an overnight vehicle fire in the Central Highlands area as non-suspicious. Firefighters were called to the scene at Kapila around 7:15 last night to find the vehicle gutted by flames. Thankfully, it was all under control by 8 and no one was injured. And it is full steam ahead for Queensland's resources industry, with construction underway on a new mega solar farm just outside of Gladstone. However, Managing Editor of Industry Queensland, Robert Dark, says we're still a long way off from seeing cheaper energy costs from renewables.
I think, for example, the pumped hydro at Baramba hasn't even started yet, and it's a $12 billion project.
Just switching to some local sport news now, and in basketball, and round one of this year's NBL One North season officially kicks off tomorrow. For our Central Queensland teams, though, in the women's competition, the Rockhampton Cyclones will be preparing to hit the court on Saturday, where they clash the Townsville Flames. Meantime, for our men's division, the Rockets are preparing as they also verse the Townsville Heat at Bravis Arena.